It works. Thank you for coming. Good afternoon. And welcome to What's New in Link Meetings session. The session is going to be not as usual session. I have only three slides at the beginning and two slides at the end. Then I have iPad, Android, Windows 8 device. So it's going to be more, I will demonstrate really what's new in Link Meetings. I won't just be talking about this. I will show you how it works and what we brought in Link Meeting experience. Gabe, thank you for coming. This is one of my three slides. First of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Nikolai Moravlyannikov. I am with Link Product Group. I'm responsible for running Link Client Tab programs. Again, as I said on the previous session, I'm based in Moscow, Russia. Please don't ask me about Sochi and Olympics. It's too far from Moscow. It's 800 miles. Ask me about clients. So I have three objectives for today's session. First, it's understand the Link Meeting experience from scenario perspective, and I prepared some demo based on most common scenarios what I see in our customers. Second, it's understand new features in Link Meetings, understand how we improve different clients. So I'm going to demonstrate iPad, so it's iOS, Android, Windows Phone, and Windows 8. And we will compare how many features we brought into different clients. And just give you a brief overview about current video capabilities and overview on what's going on and what's next. The third slide, and then we will switch to demonstration. It's the third slide. So what is a Link Meeting? So when I think of Link Meetings, the three simple things came into my mind. So first, it's simple. So it's, and I'm going to demonstrate all this. So it's simple. It's easy to schedule. It's easy to set right level of permission for different participants. It's the scheduling. It's adapts to every need. So you can have simple meeting from three person to large meetings. And we've just introduced that we will support even meetings with thousands of participants, just in case someone missed our keynote session. It's unified, so it's the same experience, or almost the same experience where applicable from laptop, iPhone, iPad, so everywhere you can share view content, and it's almost the same, and it's accessible. So Link Meeting is available on 10 plus right now devices, including Link Room meeting system. So with that, I just want to demonstrate all these three pillars, what I said, that it's simple, it's unified, and accessible. I want to start with a refresher, what we had in Link Meeting clients. Once we hit the market with our Link solution, so, just short refresher of functionality we have in meeting space. So I started my presentation with that Link Meetings. They are simple and they are really simple. Yeah, you can see now. They are really simple. It's really simple to schedule them. So I just put join Link Meeting. I can choose meeting options. So here I have two meeting options. First is my dedicated meeting space. That means that every your meeting will use the same web address to join. I don't use this, never, because I often have side-by-side meetings, and I've been to a situation where participants from next meeting joining my current meeting and listening to, you know, it's not a good idea. So I always use this one, but it's very simple to set. It's very simple to give a correct level of permissions, who is presenter, who is attendee, and I'm going to demonstrate how it's different. You can mute all audience. You can block attendees video. My favorite feature about Link Meetings is meeting notes. So you can start your meeting notes right at the process of scheduling the meeting. And you have two options. First, you can schedule this meeting and take notes on your own. So that means they will be located on your PC or laptop, or you can share the notes with the meeting. So let's invite some people and see what's changed, what will change in the notes. So it's Gary, okay, Anna, yeah, and let's add meeting notes. I put here in all my demonstration, I will be using OneNote, which placed on SharePoint. And this is my best practice because if it's local, what's the point of using shared notes? So, but you just keep in mind that having OneNote on SharePoint and adding here participants into a meeting won't give them automatically access to OneNote. So those are two independent processes. So if you added someone here and put your OneNote on SharePoint, don't forget to go to SharePoint and grant access to those people who you are invited to the meeting. So here I have my demo OneNote. I put OneNote and right, starting from the process of scheduling, I can take notes, and here I can see the list. It's not new functionality. I will show you new functionality. I just want to refresh some functionality and some scenarios which are very frequently used, or some people even don't know about OneNote integration. That's why I want to bring it here. Here my notes started, and you see a list of people I invited. I see that I'm meeting organizer, Peter Houston, now my name, and a list of people who I invited. And if I send this and, let's say, accept it as Anna Liedman or Gary, in OneNote, their note will be placed that accepted. And we will see this. And after attendance, attended. So it's very simple. It's very simple from the beginning to have your notes, to schedule the meeting, to set right level of permissions. Okay, what else? As I said, simple, unified, and accessible. So again, simple. This is a new feature, meetings view. So let's review it later. But it's very simple to join the meeting. Let's join some meeting in old way, because now with CU2 we have a meeting view and we will review it. But now I'm just joining with experience I had before CU2. So I joined the meeting. Now I said it's unified across all Office applications. So it's very simple from any application to share content in a current meeting or even start new meeting and start sharing. So let's review this ability and let's see. So I'm in PowerPoint right now, and I just press present online. So I don't have to go to Link. I don't have to schedule a meeting. I can start from PowerPoint. I can say, okay, start a new Link meeting and share PowerPoint here. Or PowerPoint detects the list of current my meetings. Now it detects that I have one meeting, Peter Houston, with one participant. I can join, of course, from other devices and have more participants. And what else? It detects that I have a couple more scheduled Link meetings. So I can upload, for example, in advance. So it's very simple, very unified. So I'm just trying to justify my three thoughts: simple, unified, and accessible. So I'm just pressing here, and this presentation goes directly to this meeting, uploaded automatically. You can do the same. You can do the same from other applications. So, for example, you can do this from Microsoft Word. You can say share. You can say present online, and you can choose from two options. First option is sharing Microsoft Link, because Link is installed and running. And the second option is, I'll just join here, sorry, oops, yeah. And the second option, it's present with Office presentation service. That actually means you can upload your presentation, get link on it without any, without even link installed, get link on it and share it with someone else. And therefore, you can broadcast your presentation and other people can see it. Of course, it's not all link features will be available. It's just seeing the presentation. But in case you don't have these features, very useful, or don't have link deployed, it's very useful. And as I said, you can choose link and have the same logic in Word and Excel. So it's true unified experience. So here we go. Our presentation uploaded. Let me upload it one more time. Sorry, I just forgot to turn on OneNote. So, and as I said, we can start taking notes at the scheduling, or we can start taking notes during the meeting. So now I demonstrated how to start taking notes at the scheduling. Now I want to demonstrate how to take notes during the meeting in which features are available. So here I said, okay, take OneNote, please take my notes, and OneNote create list of participants, and you see it's checked before we've seen at the scheduling unchecked icons. Once you joined, your name will be checked and joined in link or whatever device you have. If I just continue topic about unified experience, if I put something like I am again uploading the same presentation into link meeting, let's wait till it's uploaded, it will be reflected in OneNote again. So it takes you see link collaboration new version, so OneNote takes it's all was available at moment we hit the market. It's not new stuff. I just want to refresh you about link meeting experience. So it show up you name of the file. If this file placed on SharePoint, it will put here link on SharePoint. I didn't put this file on SharePoint, so link said okay, Nikolai or no, today I'm Peter Houston. Sorry. Peter Houston uploaded the PowerPoint, and what is more, I can press here and say allow download for all files, and therefore my uploaded PowerPoint will go to OneNote here. It will take a couple minutes, but we will be back here. This is some key functionality we had since RTM. Some more collaboration. I want to show you some more collaboration stuff. Yes? Mm-hmm. Yes, it's standard editable PowerPoint file. So you see it's uploaded to right now. No problem. Please ask questions because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Skype credits. One is gone for the question. First come, first served. We can also just continue our meeting experience. We can also save a whiteboard to OneNote. It's the same. So we have two meeting tools which we can save actually into OneNote. So you can collaborate here. You can put here some other stuff. Some other stuff. I just promised my daughter that she will show up on the on Link conference. I'm done. Checked. That's not Sochi. This is Moscow. And I can save the whole whiteboard into the same OneNote. So therefore, you can track your meetings. You can save all presentation, all stuff you presented during the meeting. Unfortunately, we can't save pools, but whiteboards, then PowerPoint presentation, and you can track attendance of your participants. And the same level of experience, just to refresh, the same level of experience we have with web client. Just to finish topic about desktop. So I'm gonna join here from the link web application. And you have the same experience here. Strange. I'm participating in the meeting with myself. but you can have the same level of experience from link web application with the same level of collaboration. Assume you are on business trip and have a computer without any office suite. You can use all functionality. You can even review notes even if you don't have OneNote installed, so OneNote web app. So this is cool and great stuff we started with. But it's great stuff. But we heard from you, this is not enough. Please bring us more and more features. So we did this, since RTM is released to manufacturing, so it's release date of Link clients. We brought more than 20 features in different Link clients. So here I want to stop and switch to demonstration of new stuff. Any question about this meeting experience? Who did know all those features before this session? All know. Okay, good. Okay, so let's switch to demonstration of new features in different clients. I will start with Link client, of course. Link client for desktop. The next gonna be Windows 8, Android, then Windows Phone and iPad. So what we brought, we brought those features based on your feedback. So thank you very much for your feedback. Please continue to provide it to your Microsoft contacts. We really care about your feedback. And if you want to provide it directly to us, tonight we have five feedback sessions. One for voice and video, one for manageability, one for mobility, one for async. It's people, presence, chat, and one for, I covered all of them. So please come to those feedback session. We're going to have more Skype credits there. And provide your feedback directly to product group. Thank you. Here is schedule of our different sessions and where they will be held, so you can take them. So, what you suggested and what we implemented. I will start with. I would say it's a very simple feature, but it's very very important, at least for me. So, assume you came to your office at 9:01, and you have a meeting with your manager starting at 9. You start Outlook, Outlook still starting, and manager already joined. It's not a good solution. It's not a good situation. So what we did here, and it really helps in these scenarios, we introduced Meetings View. Meetings View allows you to see all your meetings, schedule it for the day. I will just to see it clearly. It shows you all meetings scheduled for the whole day. Some meetings, as you see, are in blue, some in gray. In blue means those are online meetings, and you can simply join them from this. I will finish this meeting. And you can simply join those meetings in one click. So very useful features. For offline meetings, we also show them here. And again, you cannot join, of course, offline meeting using link, but you can see what's next on your schedule for today, and it's very very useful. Especially link shows you where it starts, where it ends, and where it's gonna be. Yes. You mean choose your audio or?
No, when it first joined,
it gave you choice of which device you will use in this. This one or not? Okay. Looks like this one, no? Probably you're talking about this one. No. So probably you are talking about this one, but no.
Okay.
No. Unfortunately, no. We. I will take note. Okay. And can you think offline probably more on this scenario? Because I need business justification understanding.
Sure.
And if you can join our session tonight, feedback session, would be great.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good because it will be like live discussion with product managers. Yeah. You can customize this one. You can customize invitation. So, yeah, you can call your, yeah. It's on server side. So you need to go to server UI and set, I don't remember exact tab, but it's
on.
No, it's in link. So it's in link on the link server. This is customizable on link server, but inside messages you've got in link, they are not customizable.
Yeah,
customize, yeah.
People are now in a different interface, right? And so something that's giving them, hey, but I
have. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I need to.
You mean customization? Exchange 2013. Calendar view. Meeting view, it's only a link 2013 client. They could be. Let's think offline. I'm not sure. I think it should work because we use the same mechanism. But I need to check. You also will get. Yeah, it's client feature, and it. It connects to Exchange, so not to link to get. Yep, absolutely. Right now, no, you cannot add. But do you need to add this feature? No. If I have a link client, and I will press here, it will start automatically link client without any, if you don't have, yeah. But the question is to do the same scenario I just demonstrated. So start link client and then meeting in link web application, but without adding this question mark SL equals. Okay. It's like workaround. Okay. I will take this feedback. And okay, if you don't mind, please join our sessions, feedback sessions. One is yours. Okay. Let's continue. So as I said, meeting view is the first feature we've introduced in our link client. By the way, we introduced this feature, and I will demonstrate it later. We introduce in mobile clients as well. But the way we introduce them in mobile clients, I love it better. I like it better. We will see. Okay. Then we heard a lot of feedback that we don't have structured Q&A. So assume you have meeting, and you have need to document all your questions, answer them, and track them. We didn't have this till cumulative update 2, so we've introduced Q&A manager. Yes, we've introduced Q&A manager. Let's share something for presentation. Let's share PowerPoint, let's say, and Q&A. So you can have separate tab, you can have Q&A, structured Q&A, and you can have the presentation at the same time. In structured Q&A, you can ask questions and, of course, presenters can answer them. And presenters see all unanswered questions here. So if you have new questions, you can go here and just look up using this tab. The one important thing I want to show you that your experience with this tab will be different if you are a presenter or if you are attendee. So if you are attendee, so I joined to meeting here as attendee. So do you understand that I use link meeting and then I use link web application to show you different experience. So if I'm attendee, I see all questions or my questions. If I am presenter, I can see all and unanswered. So here, answer, and it's gone. It's zero. If I am attendee and ask some questions, I see here my question only, not unanswered by my question. If I promote someone to presenter, his or her view will change. So now we see unanswered. So it's very important to understand difference and understand access rights you are granting to your users. You have a question? It's supposed to be Q&A discussion, so I can't predict what questions. But you can upload and preload what I did during this session. Yeah, you can preload other type of content. So, for example, poll. I always use, if I have some kind of feedback session with my customers or whatever, I always pre-populate polls because it's very difficult. To create them on the fly. You can preload like PowerPoint, you can whiteboard. Yeah. One. Yes, you can. So if we go here. Oh, I'm not using the client, I'm using the web application. So once you created the poll or Q&A, option is gone. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will take this feedback. So many multiply polls per one meeting. Ah.
Instead of just a question.
Okay. Got you. Yeah. Mark, can you note this feedback? Thank you very much. Thanks. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions regarding Q&A? Thank you very much for feedback. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Any other questions here? Yeah. Yeah, I understand your question. Right now, no, but we have this feedback. We have this feedback. Today today we announced that we will support large meetings with help of Link Online. So let's wait for more details. I believe it's a separate pool, but with some limitation. We have list of limitations. So you want to see, or you want to use all collaboration tools inside. Okay, we will take this feedback. After the meeting. Thank you. Before party. Oh, you are lucky. Because after party, no one will show up. Yeah, you know how it works. The one more. Okay, so structured Q&A, it was very, very demanding feedback. We've heard about it a lot. We've introduced it. We know it's not ideal, and we keep receiving your feedback, and we are working on it. One more ask related to link meetings was ability to mute IM. So assume you have meeting with 100 participants, and instead of listening to you, they are discussing latest trip to Vegas. You don't want this to happen. So we've introduced here ability to disable and enable IM. And you can do this. You can do this while you are on the meeting, or you can do this at scheduling. There is a difference if you do this at the scheduling or if you do this while in the meeting. So here I can mute. I can unmute. The only attendees cannot unmute it. So they don't have this ability. Presenters always can unmute audience if someone muted it. The difference if you mute someone at the scheduling is that you cannot, even if you organize this meeting. I am mute. I already have meeting. Sorry. The difference here, if you mute all audiences or at the scheduling, and join the meeting, even you, despite you are organizer of this meeting and you said mute all audiences, even you cannot unmute it. It's great. So it's set for. You cannot do this during the meeting if you set it at the scheduling. This need to understand it. Yeah. And the last feature related to link meeting to link desktop client is new recording options. So we've introduced ability again. Thank you for providing this feedback. We have heard this feedback a lot from you. So we've introduced ability to choose recording resolution from 880 to 1080 to 1080, which is full HD. The only consideration here, you cannot do this on fly. So if you started your meeting or recording of your meeting at 1080 and want to reduce a resolution, just you realize that file is going to be very big, you cannot do this on flight. So you have to stop recording, go to options, choose new resolution, and start recording again. Any questions on new features in Link Desktop Client? Yes. Yes. So save to, let's say, we have recording, where is link recording manager? We have link recording manager, and it can publish your recording on SharePoint. But we don't have, do you remember? No, we don't have like IT Pro option to configure and to move them centrally. Right now we don't have. But again, we hear this feedback and yeah, we know about this. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Any other questions? I'm giving only one Skype credit. So if you have two questions, you will get only one. Sorry. A last question was, can you centrally set the place to save your meetings? Like not give users ability to choose. So now I can, as end user, I can set where I will save my meetings. So here. So save to. You cannot administer right now? No. So you cannot set centrally and say, okay, all meetings from all my users should be published on SharePoint. And disable this option, yeah. It's not available now, but we are aware about this. Thank you very much for providing feedback. Any other questions? Nothing changed right now, but you can manage meeting expiration. You can manage, but nothing. What would you change? Yes, it's content, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
We have like a change control meeting every day.
I've
had to tweak that setting
for
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to send that meeting like that after
Yeah. Thank you. Can you explain it using mic?
So basically, if I have an everyday recurring meeting, okay. I have to tweak that setting to go to the account. I don't have to send a meeting request out every day. So, for instance, it's an everyday meeting.
So if you set out a
recurring meeting from Outlook. If it's a recurring node. It's recurring node. No.
Content,
yeah, I also thought about content. I also thought about content expires, but meaning if you set recurring meetings, it's... Huh? Uh-huh. Meeting room, you mean link on the meeting, or you will provide... How conference room related to link meeting? Okay, you added here location, yes? Location, you added here location, and? Uh-huh. But link meeting will be the same if you have this option. Oh, sorry. Is it link 2013 or 2010? I don't remember how in Link 2010, but it's the same. It's the same. It shouldn't have happened. So if you have, you can see on my display here. If you have this option, my dedicated meeting space, it won't change the Link meeting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will let's sync offline. I will write my email. Yeah, let's sync, but because it shouldn't have happened. Yeah, please drop me email. We will investigate this. Okay. Any other questions? Two Skype credits left. Of contact or content. Yes. The only way to do this is to use a dedicated meeting space for your. You can change content expiration content, so you can set because if I am uploaded something here in this meeting, it will be here till. Administrator or actually owns this. Administrator says, okay, it will be for 2 weeks or let's say half an hour, but not about meeting expiration links. No. Yeah, recreate new meeting. Please come to meeting feedback session and tell us your story. We are very interested in different scenarios. Any other questions? Okay. So the next, so we've introduced those features in Link desktop clients, but as I said, Link is meetings are accessible on more than 10 plus devices. And what I'm gonna do next is I'm gonna overview our improvements in mobile devices. Start with this. No, I don't like this. I will start with this one. Can you see actually? Oops. Uh-huh. So can you help? Yeah. Mm-hmm. This Is it better? Oh, sorry. It's not very good. Yeah.
Can you dim the brightness on this?
Yes. Of course. Less or more? This is better, yeah? Absolutely. Yeah, that works. Okay. So, yeah, that works. So, the first, let's overview different features we've introduced in meeting experience on different mobile clients. Yeah, thank you.
It's really clear.
Okay. Again, the first feature I want to overview is this, very similar to what we've seen in desktop client. It's meeting view. It's meeting meetings view. Again, you can see here meetings. Some are in blue. It's obviously it's link meetings, and some are in gray. They are offline meetings. And you can join the meeting in one click from. It's separate meeting, sorry, not this one. Let me restart because I used a lot for demo and it somehow missed links. It wouldn't happen in your real environment just because of a lot of demos. Okay. So here we go. This is meeting. This is demo. So you can join to your meetings in one click, as you can see here. I will join the meeting from here. Again, very useful feature for the meetings. The second feature we've introduced. Obviously, we won't have all features what we have in Link desktop client. Available on mobile client. I even can't imagine a situation where you will present from Windows Phone. So obviously, it's not, let's say, very available and viable solution. But we are adding features here based on your feedback. And one of the feature you asked was to have ability to view. And browse slides privately. So now I am in meeting view. So I am participating in meeting. And here we added ability to review those slides. So everyone see the what presenter says. But now I just want to understand: is it worth staying during the end of the meeting, or is it worth just going out? So I can review all these slides. I also call it Steve Ballmer view. I can just review those slides, understand if it's good, bad, and should I stay. And I can then return to presenter view. So this is the first feature we've introduced in mobile client. It's independent. So everyone see this slide, but you can safely just to go and review those slides, and then return, as you see here, we have button return to presenter view, and just then to return to what others see right now. If you share window or PowerPoint application, you can take control on Windows 8, and this is one more feature we've introduced. So let's share my desktop. It's connecting.
So if you take control, then you take control of everybody.
Yes. You can. So this is very useful in scenarios where you, let's say, trying to help someone. yeah, troubleshoot or whatever. Now I'm sharing desktop. I'm not sharing PowerPoint itself. So I'm sharing the whole desktop. So I can, as you can see, I can switch here to Outlook, etc. And one feature we've introduced for Windows Modern client, we call it Modern because it's for modern UI for Windows 8, is ability to take control. You see here button, request control. Ability to request control and give this control to someone using Windows 8. So now I'm in control of this laptop. I can switch slides. I can open other programs, etc. Is it available on this feature is available on Windows 8 Modern client. And we can release this control to, so say, okay, you are not longer in control. Does that answer your question? Thank you. One more very interesting feature we introduce in all clients actually is ability to join meetings anonymously. So let's sign out from this meeting. Assume you have been invited to someone's meeting from different company. Oh, it's area. You don't have credentials, but you have link meeting installed, or you cannot connect to your environment, but you have link meeting installed, so you can just press join meeting and choose join as guest or join as someone from this company. Yes. So you can see I can sign in Interlink and join, or I can join a meeting as a guest. I'm in virtual lobby. Again, we've heard a lot about need of this particular feature, and we've introduced it in all clients. Any questions on Windows Modern or Link client for Windows 8? Okay, let's take this brilliant tablet away and let's review this one. The problem is I don't know how to change brightness here. I'm using Windows. Okay. Let me figure out how to change brightness here. Wallpaper and brightness. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
So what we've introduced in other clients. Again, the same problem. Brightness. Screen. Brightness. Low. Yeah, that's better. So again, all clients received. All link clients received meeting view. And again, what I like in mobile clients is that all mobile clients except Android show you your meetings for 2 days. So if we are in desktop, we see only on 1 day. If we're on mobile client, except Android shows only for 1 day. We can see this for 2 days, and again we can join online meetings from all devices in one click. So I'm joining in one click. This is the first feature we introduced. Then what else we introduced? We introduced, so before update, you wasn't able to see meeting content on mobile devices. Now we introduced these except Android. So on Windows Phone, on iPad, iPhone, you can see, as I'm demonstrating right now, you can see, for example, PowerPoint presentation. You cannot see polls, you cannot see whiteboards.
Can or cannot?
Cannot. Yes, but it wasn't included in mobile clients for Windows Phone and iPhone. Video is good. Video. Only PowerPoint right now. Yeah, we are working on this. So view meeting content. So let's share. Actually, let me one. Check one more. No, you can see. Oh, sorry. You can see. No, not only PowerPoint. You can see sharing. Sorry. Yeah, we changed this. Yeah, sorry. I just checked. Yeah, for iPad, for Windows Phone. Yeah, you cannot take control, but you can see it. Yeah, sorry. It's confused. Okay, so you can see different content as I show, but not for Android. Not for Android, we are working on this. Then what else you can do in the meeting? What we've introduced? We've introduced one more feature is ability. I will finish this meeting. I will just finish this meeting. Yes, I want to stop. So what else we introduced? We introduced ability to escalate your chats. Let's say chats to, so many Nikolais I have. To conference calls. So I answered hi, and now I can actually here press here and say invite more people and invite, let's say, Nikolai. Oh, we can invite Anna or Peter Houston Redmond. So we can invite. I was in don't disturb status. Let me re-invite Peter. I'm still don't disturb. Okay, no problem. I need to finish those meeting. I'm offline. Let me just go online. Close link. So you can escalate. Your one-to-one conversation into a conference. It's available from iPad. It's available on Windows Phone. It's not available again. It's not available on Android right now. Call, but you cannot share from, you cannot start sharing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it will work. It will work. Huh? It will work. External users also will work, no problem. Here. Peter Hughes. Oh, sorry. It's not the same Peter. If you invite someone, it means you have federated. If you don't have link, you can only invite by phone number. Yes. So I invited from mobile device. I invited Peter here. So and we started conference call. We started also on Windows Phone and on iPad. We added ability to work with list of participants. That means here I have right now, I invited Anna, I invited Bob Kelly, I invited Peter Houston, and I can remove someone from the meeting, so I have control over the list of the participants. I have this on Windows Phone. And I'm trying to unmute myself. I have this on Windows Phone, and I have this on iPad. And of course, we have on all clients, we have anonymous join, so ability to join anonymously meetings from other companies. Yeah. Any questions? Yes. The same like for it's like usual link client. Any other questions? Okay. Not this one. So many monitors, and you can download this presentation. It contains all features I've described with screenshots of different devices. I've created them just for your reference. Okay, just to sum up mobile experience. I put here the table which summarize different meeting experience dependent on client you are using. And as you can see, the best client to use here is Windows 8 right now and RT. Windows Phone, iPhone, and iPad, they have the similar functionality. The only features that missing from what we have on Windows 8 is take control and view slides privately. And Android, we are working on it. Yes. Android, you actually can join meetings. You can have voice video calls. You cannot see any content presented during the meeting. You cannot escalate one-to-one to conference call. But we are working on it. Yes. On Android tablet, we just introduced that we have plan to create Android tablet. We don't have right now a link line for Android tablet. We will have it, so we just announced it today. And we show the prototype, but we don't have Android tablet right now. So therefore, you cannot see. Yes. Yeah, it was announced. Yeah, but now you can join through Internet Explorer and use or Dolphin or whatever, and use Link Web application for Android tablet. Any other questions? Okay, and the rest one, video interoperability. Again, it was announced today, and it was even demonstrated today that we will, in next version, it's not in this version, We will have ability to join or to talk to Tunberg systems. So if we look on our range of video solutions, so we're starting with baseline where we can talk to other video gateways or to talk to our video system via third-party gateways. Right now, there are solutions on the market from Cisco. Right now, we have solution RadVision or Avaya right now. So we have a set of solution from our partners. The best solution, so from the baseline to the best solution is, of course, a Link Room system and using Link on different platforms. But in the middle, we heard about it a lot that, guys, okay, there is Link Room system is good device. Link across devices is also good, but we still have a lot of old Tunberg devices. How can we connect them? So we've introduced, and we will have it in next version. We will build a video interoperability server into a Link interlink server itself. So and therefore you can connect to your Tunberg Cisco devices. Link server. So you can connect directly without any third party. Mm-hmm. Yes, this Link hosting conference. Yes, Link hosting conference. Yeah. So, yeah. Software-based. No hardware, no price. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So we will not use it. Yep. We can disclose details right now. Let's wait a little bit more about details, okay? How it will work. But today, during if you haven't seen this, today during keynote, it was demonstrated. We connected to old to Tunberg device, and we show how it works. So, yeah. Uh-huh. We are not talking about sharing content. We are talking about video interoperability. Inability to see, yeah. Yeah, I will take this feedback, but can you attend today feedback session video? Because I'm in charge of async, so people presence, etc. Can you? I will take this feedback. But can you attend also today feedback session in the night, and just to talk about this problem to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Customers, yeah. I will take this feedback. We can sync. I'm not responsible actually for this part, but we can sync offline. So take my address. I can sync or attend feedback session on video, and they will provide this update on this because I know about this problem. Yeah, I know. So thank you very much. That covers pretty all I have. Any questions? When the feedback sessions, who asked this? You asked. Please. Please. 5:30. It's a rooms. Do you need for feedback sessions? Schedule for feedback sessions? Today, tonight. Nothing more. It's 5:30 to the tonight sessions. They start at 5:30. Yes. Yes. Skype and link me. It hasn't been announced. That's the only thing I can say right now. Sorry. Do you have this? Thank you. No. Unfortunately, no. Probably during next link conference we will hear something more interesting. Yeah. Any other questions? I ran out of Skype credits. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.